Chapter 18. Pagkakataon.
Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Mary Jane,
said Kara as she lightly patted her friend's cheek. In the echo of her involuntary scream, Mary Jane had fainted onto the sand. Upon awakening, she told Kara and Belief the significance of 501. Belief smiled gently and said,
In superstition, coincidence is a constant shadow. But if it makes you feel any better, Mary Jane, you and I and Kara make it a total of 504.
Mary Jane smiled an embarrassed smile. The other two helped her up from the ground.
Group one, follow me,
shouted Belief to the crowd.
Groups two through six, join in behind us.
Turning back to face Kara and Mary Jane, Belief said,
I would like you to come last, with hope, so that you may give aid to those who struggle along the way.
Mary Jane and Kara eagerly agreed to do this as Belief waded out into the sea. When they had all reached the place of safety beyond the deep and dangerous early water, Belief gathered the 503 together and said,
The journey from here is tiresome and long, but the stars in the sky are beautiful. Listen to the sound of my voice as we journey together, and I will tell you stories of the lights in the sky.
And when the morning sun rose to erase the panorama of the night, the people breathed a deep sigh of sadness. The morning held dreary news. Water, water, and more water. Struggling against it, near exhaustion. Sunlight everywhere. How are things in Glaucomora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? The sun glared in frank annoyance at the weary wanderers who dared to cross the liquid desert. Month-long minutes became eternal hours, sloshing through salt water with no horizon. Polaris disappeared. Can I have a drink? And why are we doing this? Tedious day finally slipped away on the buttery wind of an evening breeze. The promise they would all be in destiny by morning. Kara closed her eyes, gripped the handle of the knife, and wished happy things for the lawyer.